Yeah, so basically I've been in Asia for 6 months and 12 days growing a beard. It's been great. I had a few pictures. Okay, they're going to work. My name is Gabe Andrews. I grew up in this community, and my family's over there. And I've just been over in the Philippines teaching physical education at a Christian international school called Faith Academy. This school is completely funded by supporters, and full-time missionaries are completely operating the school. So I was able to raise support and go over there. And thanks to you guys, financial supporters and prayer supporters, I was able to do this. My day-to-day, I have 5 classes, 2 high school classes in the morning, 3 middle school classes in the afternoon. And the school is composed of mainly families that have moved from New Zealand, Australia, Malaysia, that have come to the Philippines to do full-time missions in different ministries, but they don't really have an option for their kids. They don't have the time to homeschool them, and they don't have the money to send them to upper-level private schooling. So we offer like full scholarships for any missionary kids, and there's also a lot of Filipino business children that pay the full scholarship money to come to a Christian school and be around English-speaking kids that are okay with being shared the gospel, because that's one of the main things that Faith Academy is about. So this is one of the 2 high school classes I had. We'd meet in the morning. We'd pray. We'd have a daily verse that I would print out and hand out to all of them. We'd all say it together out loud, and then we'd go into whatever sport unit we were teaching. It was just really cool to build relationships with these kids and hear their backstories. There was a big typhoon that went through the Philippines and destroyed homes, killed numbers of people, and Faith Academy kind of reached in, pulled some kids out. Come to our school. We'll find you housing. I had a really good relationship with a senior in high school named Stephen Bayot, who just had his house and everything destroyed, and he came out, and he's like a full-time Faith Academy student. And we would meet one-on-one a lot, and I got to pray for him. And I was able to go to South Korea with the team as a kind of a physical trainer and chaperone for a volleyball tournament that they raised some money for. And me and him actually clicked really well. These are my 7th graders. They were in my hardest class. They've been in a classroom all day, and then I get to PE. It used to be a recess, and they just want to run everywhere. But I'd pray with them. We'd do the verse every morning, and then we'd go out and learn our sport. So that was fun. I really actually broke through with a few of them. Josh Hardiman and Abram Zweigel were 2 specific Filipino kids that were just pushing my buttons like the first 4 months. And then a breakthrough happened, and we're talking one-on-one, and I'm able to pray with them. And then we're just like bonding. And a lot of them are missing that male role model. Just because there's so many people and life is messy and the mom gets pregnant, no one ever sees the dad ever. And so it's just a community of kids and mothers within a squatter village if they don't have a house or within whatever situation. And they really, you can feel that latch on to any male role model. There's 2 other classes I have pictures of. Oh, that's fine. There was actually 3 classes. Altogether, there was like 81 students. And for 5 months, my day pretty much looked like wake up, teach, go home, eat dinner, go to sleep, plan for the next day, go to sleep. And I did that for 5 months, and I got some opportunities to travel after that, which was awesome to be able to do. And I'm thankful for the opportunity to just do all of that. But something that the Lord kind of revealed to me is at first it's a really intimidating environment being amongst about 60 to 80 teachers who drop everything and come and have been teaching for 12 years in what is considered a third world country, sweating, totally an uncomfortable situation. It's really challenging to be among them and to think of yourself as not lesser than that. And something that the Lord kind of revealed to me a little bit, it's a little bit less about the doing, what it looks like you're doing, and more about the being and what he's doing within you, stuff that you're rooted in, the truths of God's word, and what you're doing to be accountable to that and your calling specifically for your life. And Jeremiah 29:11 was one of the was one of the verses that we did with my kids, and I'm just like, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Just trying to open these kids' eyes up that God has a hope and a future for them and stuff like that. And I started realizing that there's specific callings and plans that he has for each one of our lives that are specific to us. And as you meet these missionaries over there, they'll have stories of how they got there and stuff, and it's crazy stories, and it's like you can really see God moving in them and through their circumstances to get them to that point. And then the same things that kind of has happened with almost everybody that I've met to get us to this point too. You can see God just as much as that. And just not feeling like lesser of a missionary, because we're all on mission here, and we all have specific callings and communities that we're in and among, that we're being called to minister just as these guys are. And just Jeremiah 29:11, I wanted to encourage just walking in confidence with the Lord's plan for your life and be sensitive to his quiet voice that guides us. The first day of orientation, when I got there in August, I got there in July, but the orientation was in August. Steve Taylor, he's from England. He was the intermediate head of the school. And he took an excerpt, or however you say that word, from another guy and kind of adapted it to Faith Academy, but it was something that I held on to for the entire time I was there. And it's called the response prayer, and it's something I just wanted to read out loud to you guys that we can directly take to our situations and where we're at and where the Lord has molded our situations to bring us to each one of the points we're at individually. So it says, today I'm standing to affirm my commitment to you, Lord, and to the community here at New Life, El Dorado. For as long as God would call me to this place, I want to live my life serving God's purposes with God's people for God's glory. I will strive to use my life to celebrate his presence, cultivate his character, and demonstrate his love within this community. Since my past has been forgiven and I have a purpose for living and a home awaiting in heaven, I refuse to waste any more time and energy on shallow living, petty thinking, trivial thinking, thoughtless doing, useless regretting, hurtful resenting, or faithless worrying. Instead, I will magnify God, grow to maturity, serve in ministry, and fulfill my role and mission within this community. Because this life is preparation for the next, I will value worship over wealth, we over me, character over comfort, service over status, and people over possessions. I know what matters most, and I'll give it all I've got. I'll do the best I can with what I have for Jesus Christ today. When times get tough and I get tired, I won't back off, back down, back out, or backslide. I'll strive to keep moving forward by God's grace. I am spirit-led, purpose-driven, and mission-focused. So I will not be compromised, and I shall not give up until I finish the race. I am a trophy of God's amazing grace, so I will be gracious to everyone, grateful for every day, and generous with everything that God entrusts me. And then this last part. To my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I say, however, whenever, wherever, and whatever you ask me to do, my answer in advance is yes. I want to be used by you in such a way that on that final day, I'll hear you say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So that's just my encouragement to you guys and a mission call. Man. So thank you again for your prayer and support, and it was an amazing experience that I'll have for the rest of my life. And I pray I'm not called full-time to go back and live in Asia, but if I am, I'll go. Next step was to come home. I got some student loans and stuff that I feel a burden and a responsibility to work and pay off for a season. I got a brother getting married that I really want to be in this community for and involved in that. And so I'm just waiting on the Lord. And
did you grow in Jesus in this?
Yeah, I did. I did grow in Jesus. At first, the theme of my growth and I feel like what the Lord was doing in me is building my faith, going to Faith Academy, and Lord is going to teach me to be faithful, or whatever. Yeah. And so it's just trusting the Lord with tons of different areas in your lives by going across the world, and it's really uncomfortable, and you don't know anybody, and why am I even doing this when I could be putting efforts into a job and making money and paying off those student loans and stuff like that. And there's a lot of days like when I'm sick with pneumonia for a couple weeks laying on a couch because I got pneumonia while I was down there. And that was the most uncomfortable, most questioning time I had. And Like, why did I come here? This is the dumbest thing I've ever done with my life. And but once you lay down, get some sleep, and heal from pneumonia, it all kind of clears up, and it's good.
And,